It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 24th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It sounds like something out of a comic book, and until recently, Google's X Labs was kind of a secret compound, or at least a place that wasn't broadcasting its experiments to the public, but that is changing. Google Glass, the company's web streaming spectacles, were born there. The Bay Area facility was recently visited by a Bloomberg Businessweek reporter and the editor of the magazine, Josh Tieringel. Tieringel says the labs are a place where scientists can think big ideas with a lot of freedom.
The idea is within Google to create a moonshot factory. And moonshots are those ideas that 99 times out of 100 are so audacious and so crazy that they're going to fail. But one time in 100, you succeed and you change the way the world works. So Sergey Brin and Larry Page were big admirers of Xerox PARC, big admirers of AT&T's Bell Labs, and they thought, you know, why not do this within Google?
And we know a couple of those things, right? The self-driving car and Google Glass. Those both came out of Google X. Tell me about some of the interesting things that maybe people don't know about yet.
What we know about is that they just purchased a company that makes what I would call stationary gliders that float up into the atmosphere, are tethered to the Earth, and can create energy that then run down to a base station. How they go about the process is really, it's about intellectual talent. So the project Google X is run by a guy named Astro Teller. Astro is not his real name. His real name is Eric, but it's fitting that you would have a guy named Astro running this. Astro Teller's grandfather was William Teller, who ran the Manhattan Project. He's a deep, deep scientist. And what he's been able to do is recruit other scientists who want to play in the world's biggest sandbox. They're having these amazing conversations that are simultaneously sort of at the eighth grade boy level and also at the Nobel Prize winning scientist level.
What's your impression coming away from this place as to how much of an impact it may or may not actually have on our lives?
Well, look, I think not every product or project has the same pull on my imagination and my emotions. And so when you put on a pair of Google Glass, and the utility of it is not immediately apparent, and then you listen to Sergey talk about the disruption of driverless cars. And when you really begin to play it out, what you're talking about is something that could eliminate traffic deaths, could change the model of ownership. You're talking about not owning cars, but now sharing cars in communities. It really, you begin to sketch it out and you think, well, if they can do that, oh my God, that could be the most disruptive development of my lifetime. And the experience of actually hearing Sergey Brin talk about it, it makes you realize that this is one of the rare people who might actually be able to say that they changed the world twice if this comes off.
Josh Tieringel is the editor at Bloomberg Businessweek. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Delta Airlines, featuring flatbed seats and introducing Westin Heavenly in-flight bedding. Delta, keep climbing.
A bike powered with hydrogen peroxide is cool, but how about when that bike goes 163 miles per hour? Francois Gissy just set a land speed record on a highway in France. It sounded like this. He didn't use the stuff you find at the drugstore, of course. To get that kind of kick, you need hydrogen peroxide concentrate. The peroxide is combined with a catalyst like silver to make heat, water, and then steam. The steam shoots out of a tiny nozzle on the bike to push it forward. Pretty cool. And bravo to Francois for following that all-important cyclist's rule. Always wear a helmet. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.